the last 16 months, China has refused to accept any live crab exports from Ireland because of the Chinese health requirements for cadmium levels within crab meat. Now, it's important to stress that the Irish crab meets all the stringent European standards for crab meat, and there's a difference between the way the Chinese actually measure it that is causing this anomaly, which has led to the ban. And it's having a massive impact on crab exports. We could expect nationally at this stage this year to be exporting about 5 million euros worth of live crab to China, except that the ban remains in place.
But the government have said to you that it isn't their responsibility to lift the ban. So what now for that?
Well, I don't think that's acceptable from the minister. If this had been the Chinese had banned the sale of pork into China, we would see all the stops being pulled out by the government to ensure that market would be opened back up again. I think there has to be political pressure put on to make sure that to work on the Chinese to have the ban lifted. When you look at the same time that the Irish ban was put in place, they also banned French and English crab exports, but the French ban was lifted after 8 months, and the English ban was lifted after 12 months. So I think there's something seriously wrong where the Irish political mass minister and the diplomats there can't actually negotiate with the Chinese to make sure that this ban is lifted. And I think also what's actually happening at the moment is that Irish brown crab is being exported live to France and actually being repackaged and exported to China by the French. And it's not subject to the ban. So it shows that this requires political pressure, and the minister needs to get the finger out to make sure that the ban's lifted.